I was wondering if you were going to do it in McVeigh's. Well, we're very disappointed with what's happened so far.
Well, I need to do a better job of putting our guys in position. That's on me.
Yes, a
Matthew
good one.
Wasn't in good position for that. It's. I need to do a better job. Our coaching staff needs to do a better job of communicating our expectations.
You need to use the word activate a lot.
Oh, activate.
Coach Shanahan did a great job of activating Christian McCaffrey. He was activated.
Oh,
yesterday.
He was fully activated.
That's
yeah.
pretty good, Mace.
That's
you got to put
bad.
Together. You need khakis. Like the sweatpants
Look,
are kind of throwing me
I
off.
I even did the Sean McVay
the ring,
the ring,
the black wedding
the black
ring.
Wedding ring. First yeah. time and last time I will ever wear one of these.
Why no khakis?
Because he wore sweats yesterday.
Oh, did he wear sweats?
Yeah, he wore sweats yesterday.
But they're usually khaki colored, no?
No, they were gray yesterday.
Wrong?
They were gray. We were literally during the game, we're looking down at the sidelines, and Juan's like, okay, I got an idea. We'll dress you up as Sean McVay. And I'm like, stop it. I'm watching a game right now. I don't
Is that the
need
first half
right
or
now.
Second half when this conversation
second
is going
half.
On?
There was a, yeah, I was going to say, there was a guy at the game yesterday dressed as Sean McVay. He had the beard.
Physically so looked
Looked
like
a lot
him.
Like
yeah.
him. Yeah. I was hoping you were going to get a little Jumbotron time yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Somebody came by the Stat Hero broadcast. Podcast booth and was saying that you were lobbying to get on and that there was a chance to do it.
I was talking to Demoff last week and Demoff was like, yeah, but how's your ego going to be if nobody recognizes you?
And then that's when I realized Demoff doesn't really know Mason. Mason doesn't care what the reaction is. He just wants to be on the screen. You know, the reaction is totally irrelevant.
Oh, no, I don't want to get booed like Kim Kardashian.
She got booed.
Dr. Dre got a big ovation.
He gets
yesterday.
One every time.
Yep.
The only two people that have gotten like aggressively booed, Kim Kardashian
yep. By the way,
and Paul George.
Paul George.
Those
yeah.
are the only two.
Why on Kim Kardashian?
Because that's what people do.
Yeah, because
right? That she's not the most warm
was that
and fuzzy
the,
person
I forget
in the world.
What game that was.
It was earlier this season.
Earlier, was it the Buffalo like game?
I can see yeah. people booing Kanye. Maybe that's guilt by association.
Kanye. Yeah, well, it felt Kim specific.
I mean, she dumped the guy, and then he spiraled out of control into like yes. the world's biggest jerk. But
it's not working out great.
Yeah,
I think the popularity. Just she has so much popularity. I think it just...
And Paul George.
That one doesn't surprise
and
me. And
George,
Paul George.
Totally understand.
Well, any Clipper that gets put on any Jumbotron anywhere gets booed.
Yep.
I told you at the Charger game, right? They put him on there, and this was without an announcement. And then everybody just starts booing. And then probably about 10 minutes later, Paul George from the Los Angeles Clippers. I'm like, guys,
they already made you.
He got booed before the announcement. Now you're going to announce him?
He was pre-booed.
Maybe they thought he was somebody else. No, run it back. Put him up there
Let's
again.
Let's try it again.
All right, we were talking a lot of Halloween candy today.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
I'm a Reese's guy. I love Reese's peanut butter cups. I go for them all the time. I order them sometimes from Postmates to be delivered.
Seems aggressive.
I say Reese's peanut butter cups.
Have you shared the password yet with him, or you still?
No,
still
no.
Have it?
Oh, your okay. DoorDash password
is Grubhub password. Yeah.
Grubhub. That's
yeah,
it.
Since I changed, he'll figure it out eventually.
By the way,
wow,
because no one is coming to your house. That's why
you do not get any traffic, Mace?
Get no traffic. Now, I don't know if it's because we're on a side street or because we roll down our blinds and turn down our lights.
Yeah, what, sure. That may have something to do with it.
So you don't want to give out candy?
No, we are literally on a side street. Nobody would approach our house. There's a big Halloween scene. Like, I got friggin' haunted houses and gigantic spiders and cotton all over the bushes and all that crap. But they don't come down our side street, so we don't put out candy.
Slee was talking about he wants to hide in the bushes at my house and scare the kids
oh, nice.
That come by.
I think more the parents than the kids.
Well, they're usually together.
I went to Six Flags on Friday.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, so I haven't been there.
You went to Magic Mountain?
Went to Magic Mountain.
Thank you, John.
Okay. That's very personal for him. I get it.
Magic Mountain. Yeah.
Went to Magic Mountain. And a lot of this is obviously Halloween themed. So they had, I think, six different haunted houses that you can go into. And I was telling Trav, I'm like, I like that. Like, I like getting scared. If I can get scared, and some people, for some reason, are terrified by it, but they could go on Tatsu, a roller coaster that faces downward
and
everything else. So I'm telling him, if they would have told me, hey, we need you for a couple of days, can you just work a Friday and a Saturday night for us and just scare people? I'd be in.
Really?
I really would.
That would be a gig for you.
I think it would actually be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Oh, yeah, that'd be a joy. That'd be nice.
You don't look like you enjoy that.
Putting fear into everybody, Slee.
Yes.
John, are you dressing up when you answer the door at your place?
You know, I wasn't gonna, but I then remembered. I have like a multitude of outfits at home. I've got the bunny suit from the bed I lost.
Right.
I've got the Master's caddy outfit from the bed I lost. Right. I have the pineapple rompum, which
you've
would,
got so
would
many
just scare people.
Losing
you
bets.
Get phone calls for that.
Yeah, but I think I may throw the bunny suit on for an hour and make kids do tricks.
I forgot. I have something at home that I'm going to put on for tonight, and I'll take some. It is so terribly unflattering.
Really?
But I'm gonna lean into it. I hope I still have the. Should I just tell you what it is?
It's the Britney Spears thing?
It's not a Britney.
Oh, it's
Spears
Britney
thing.
Spears.
I have a Tom Candiotti jersey that, right, go figure. And I have a pair of white baseball pants that fit me when I was 22 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do not fit nearly as well.
So you're going to go as a knuckleballer?
I'm going to go as knuckleballer Tom Candiotti.
Do you have a Dodger hat?
But I have an Oakland A's hat because it's an A's jersey.
Oh, okay.
It's when Candiotti was with the A's.
Yep.
But I only have the one pair of baseball pants, and it looks like you've the
get one leg in.
10 pounds of blank and a 5-pound sack.
You know what, you know what you could do, Trav? You could borrow some of Jorge's Niner gear and go as a fan who was at SoFi Stadium yesterday.
My gosh. But Mace, I put it at 80. Do you think that's what it was?
Oh, I don't care. It's 95. It's 99. Doesn't matter, dude. Yeah, well, it really doesn't matter.
But what do you think it was? Just out of curiosity.
80.
Yeah.
75, 80.
The fact that Mace won't even admit there were more Niner fans than there were 90, fans is a change.
As far as I'm concerned, 99%. It makes no difference. All I care about is the final freaking score. And it did not go our way. And you know what? The beauty of going to a game in Los Angeles in SoFi Stadium, and we're going to be sitting here in 20 years and saying the exact same thing. A lot of fans from the other team come. It's LA.
It's a destination.
It's a price you pay for 22 years of not having a team.
That's it more than anything. It more than anything. Did you at any point yesterday, I'll ask both you guys this.
Halftime. I think we were in it.
Not that you're in it, because you're obviously in it at 14-10.
Yeah.
Did you ever think they were going to win?
No.
Neither did I.
No,
and that's the answer, right? That there's just some matchups where I know we might have the lead, but there's way too much game to go before we're going to win.
I thought after the 16-minute drive where Stafford scored.
Where it took him 9 times to get in the
six
end zone or whatever it was.
I said, so they're going to control the clock and keep it out of Garoppolo's hands.
Oh, yeah, old Ronnie Rivers.
That lasted a half.
Look out, Ronnie Rivers.
Ronnie Rivers had his opportunity yesterday. Did not necessarily.
Let's try
seize
that
it.
Screen tight end again. Tight
you
end
need to
screen.
Turn it the other way. You need to have the printed side facing out.
The printed side facing
out.
Yeah,
because with that looks better.
I don't have no idea what this is. We found this in the garage. I have no idea what it is. It's like it's the weirdest stuff on there, right?
The first thing I see when I look at this.
It looks like a play sheet.
It does look like a play sheet, but there are the first thing in bold writing right here.
Yep.
Amputee adjustment.
I have no idea why this is in our garage.
That's what it says. Malnutrition severity. What's going on in your house?
Clearly that's not going on in my house. Malnutrition has never been a problem.
Fluid accumulation. There's a lot of chronic illness.
Yeah, I have no idea where this thing came from. Somebody was apparently very sick.
Yeah, this is kind of bumming me out, Mace.
Yeah, yeah.
This is worse than the actual play calls. That
Ronnie
they made
Rivers.
Yesterday.
I don't know about that.
Ronnie Rivers fall down at the line. That was the call.
Thank goodness for the Lakers last night. I was in like a shame spiral.
Yeah.
Dodgers, Rams can't beat them. I need something to go right. At least
the USC game was weird. They gave up like 38 points.
Oh, well, 37. Idiotic. The officials are the stupidest people on the planet. Did you see the end of the first half of the
USC? No, hit me with it.
I've never seen this. So I've seen some bad officiating. I've never seen
this. So they drive all the way down they make a long pass. And so you've got that they've got 5 seconds left, and they run to the line to run a play. The official is still standing over the ball.
And the clock should not start until
the clock started.
Because they got a first down.
So they ran out of all time, despite the fact that they never got to run a play, because the official never stepped out from between the lines. It was ridiculous.
College football officiating, generally speaking, is atrocious, but the Pac-12 guys take it to a whole nother level.
The Pac-12 guys were awful all night.
They always are. Hmm. They are the worst of the bunch. That's why when you see them in the national championship game, buckle up, something stupid's going to happen.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Well, I was thinking about when USC and UCLA leave, do you really need a Pac-12?
I think you'll see it. I think you'll have it for like the Olympic sports, Yeah. But you're certainly not going to have it in football, right? No. They'll go to the Mountain West, maybe a Big 12.
Get
we'll gobble up Oregon
into,
and Washington, something yeah. like that.
It's better than a lot of those other conferences.
Do you guys care?
Like the Mountain West, that's not a good conference.
I always look at the people running the Pac-12 as kind of like the Keystone Cops. They can't get out of their own way.
Well, the TV deal is still so stupid. It took me 15 minutes to figure out what the Pac-12 network was on my cable.
Which you can't get on some cable providers or DirecTV still.
John, you don't get it, right? Because
no.
you got DirecTV.
I don't have it either.
The bar that you were at had the Pac-12 network.
Yeah, so I go to a bar with a buddy on Saturday afternoon. We're going to watch football, have a little couple of beers. And we're sitting out on the patio. They got a bunch of TVs. One of the TVs has Florida and Georgia. Good game. Another TV had like UCF and Memphis or something like that. And then the other TV had nothing, right? It was just like regular programs, like TNT or something.
Right.
And so I said to the busboy at first, I'm like, hey, can you put this on Oregon and Cal? They're on FS1. Yeah, no problem. So he goes wherever they go to turn the channel, and Oregon Cal pops on, but it's from the Pac-12 network from like 5 years ago.
They're just airing old games instead of the actual games.
Okay, so do you know this about me? If I asked them to do that and they swung and missed, I'm out.
What do you mean you're out?
I'm out. I'm going to a different bar. I would never put up
with
that.
Well, did they not ever put up the game?
It only lasted for about an hour
where
he couldn't get the channel.
And I said, no, this is the Pac-12 network. It's on FS1. This is just a coincidence that they're showing an old game. He goes, no, it says Oregon.
The guide says Oregon versus Cal, but it's on the Pac-12 network.
He says, I'll go check it out. Never goes to check it out. Waitress comes over. We ordered some beers and some food. I said, hey, can you put that TV on FS1? Yeah, sure. Never does it. Comes back a second time. Hey, I don't mean to be difficult, but can you please put that on the Oregon Cal game on FS1? Oh, yeah, sure. Never turns. Like, you're out after the first try.
Yeah.
I tried it three different times. I can never get back.
I'll go, I was out with my wife, and we were meeting two of her friends. So it's three couples, six people. And we have reservations at this place they were excited about trying, and we get there at like 5 to 8, and the reservation's at 8. And they go, 45-minute wait. And I went, huh. I go, reservations at 8, right? Yeah. We're here at 7:55, and you got a 45-minute wait. He goes, yeah. I walked to a place two doors down. I told him that story, and I said, we're going to spend. We're going to tip. And I just think it's a bad way to do business. He goes, you're right. Bring your group down here. We'll fit you in.
And they got you in right away?
Yeah. Yeah, more service has never...
Was your wife upset with the fact that they didn't get to go to the restaurant that they wanted to see?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't have that gear. I wish I did. I wish I had the I'm going to twist somebody's arm gear.
But here's the thing.
He didn't try to twist.
He had a reservation at 8.
I gave them a chance. I gave them a chance for business. I played by their rules, and they ignored their own rules. I'm out.
You leaving?
Just,
yeah.
Really?
If I really want to watch a game?
I'm not waiting 45 minutes either, especially if I have a reservation. That's a really, really bad look.
No, what game were you trying to watch?
Cal and Oregon.
So what?
And was there not?
Because there was nothing else going on.
Was there not?
You wanted,
Trav,
you wanted
the
remote.
How many people were you with?
One other person.
All right. Was there not a place you could have gone within 10 minutes of where you were?
Of course there were. But we'd already ordered the beers, the nachos.
By the way, dying to watch the Cal-Oregon game?
I wasn't dying to watch it. Georgia was up 85.
This might be a problem.
If it was SC, I would understand. If it was UCLA, it's Cal Oregon.
It was either Cal Oregon or the Dodger Channel. He wanted to just go watch
another Dodger
entry.
Another
Love
Dodger
entry. The Dodger entry. I want to watch Fernando all over again. The food's on its way. I can't. The food is going to take precedent over the football.
That is different. If you've already ordered,
if I already ordered,
I'm
that'd
not
be
canceling.
A tough one. I've never
done
that.
I won't cancel that.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
I'm talking you guys into it along the way.
No, you're not talking us into it. I just think the minute the guy jacked you around on the TV, I was like...
Although you wouldn't have stormed out because of the Cal-Oregon game.
No, I would have left if
but he
I
wasn't
would have
jacking
asked
us
three
around.
Times to have the TV changed and they wouldn't do it.
I think the guy really thought I was having like an episode because I kept saying, no, I want Cal. He's like, it is Cal-Oregon. And I'm saying, but it's not the Cal-Oregon.
I love how
I
the
want.
Pac-12 network was airing it.
Counter-programming.
Old.
Then it went to water polo. It was UCLA Cal water polo.
No, there's always that on the Pac-12 network. Always that.
A little bit of baseball.
Yep.
You guys doing anything tonight other than handing out candy? You got a party?
No.
Nothing?
He's turning off his lights and locking and putting his windows down.
What about you?
Oh, no. I live in a very heavily trick-or-treated area.
Do so, they come? Do you get people that come to your neighborhood to
oh, yeah.
get your candy?
Because we're guard gated. Yeah, they come all the time.
See, I'm going to go TP Ireland's house tonight.
What does the well, Ireland house
probably
give out?
Fit right in. What?
Do you give out the full size? Or you just got the bags like this?
Lisa buys all the candy. I'd normally give out 100 grand bars if I can find them, but I think she's got half Reese's, half Snickers.
Not bad.
Can't is go what wrong she there. Went with.
Where are we as the group on York peppermint patties? I was underrated. Aggressively
Actually,
shouted down.
Pretty good.
See?
Especially the full size ones.
We're back.
I think we're the only ones. Yeah. We're the only ones that were known. Yeah.
It's very unique, right? It's
yeah,
a little refreshing,
a little
crisp,
a little
dark
fresh.
Chocolate.
Yeah,
right, unwritten rule of Halloween: never anybody makes you their own treats.
Yeah,
throw
you
them out.
That.
Throw it away. Did you guys get popcorn balls as kids?
Throw them.
Oh yeah,
those were the
pennies. Did you ever get pennies? Oh yeah, we got pennies.
What are you supposed to do with a penny?
You didn't even have enough pennies to buy a candy bar with that. Yeah, no, literally just drop a handful of pennies in.
Tootsie Rolls aren't bad. Old school, but not bad.
What's the cutoff? What's the cutoff? Somebody coming for, yeah, what's the cutoff?
14.
Oh, age or time?
Time.
9 o'clock. Anything past 9 is
You getting people past 9?
No.
No, I think there's an official, like, ending of Halloween.
By the
curfew.
You won't see anybody over 10 years old after about 6:30.
Right.
They're gone, but you're going to get...
Nine is a good time.
Nine seems about right. Nine seems about right. What about age? What is the time you look at the kid like, really, you're still doing this?
Maybe 13. I said 14. Maybe. Are you still in middle school at 13?
Yeah.
If you're still in middle school, you're
what
okay.
What about the 14-year-old that looks like he's 9? Like, I feel like that kid
can
knock it out.
He
right?
can slide by.
The 14-year-old that's
now,
got
what
the
do
mustache,
you do?
He's got to
yeah.
go.
What do you do when a kid knocks on your door and has no costume, dressed like me, has no effort?
I will make a snide remark. Yeah. I like, way to go, kid.
And do put, you give him the candy or no?
Yeah, I'm going to give him the candy.
Yeah.
But yeah,
hey, get out of here.
Make an effort. You got to at least put on a golf shirt like
yeah,
that.
Or if he comes, like a Clipper fan, you can't give him any candy. Yeah,
I do. I did tell Slee, if I get something I like in particular, I'll throw a few extra ones in there. You got to incentivize. You got to make it happen. Mason in Ireland coming up next. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy Halloween! Bergman's rocking the dude
I'm
costume.
The dude, man.
Ireland, it came out today. You've never seen The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, never seen that, and I've never seen Kingpin.
You've never seen Kingpin?
I've seen parts of it.
Ernie?
Yeah, Bill Murray with the hair.
Ernie McCracken?
But I've never seen start to finish. The two bowling movies I've not seen.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know that The Dude Abides?
The Dude Abides.
The Dude Abides.
The Dude Abides.
I don't even...
You, that's your homework assignment. You got to go home and watch.
All right, you watch Anchorman.
What's that?
I've seen it.
Oh, okay. He's seen it.
You were the only one who doesn't see Anchorman.
My bad.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So, yesterday, SoFi Stadium, Rams had a really good first half and then turn out the lights. The party was over, as it has been many times when they play San Francisco during the regular season. During the regular season, Sean McVay it loses to Kyle Shanahan. The times where Sean McVay has beaten Kyle Shanahan has been in the playoffs.
Once.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It counted.
And
counted.
San Francisco dropped an interception that would have ended the game.
Every one of those games is like that.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yesterday, you can take any play you want, reverse it.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm talking about any tight playoff game. You can find one play, whether it's Jared
Goff. Right, but most Niner-Ram games are not tight. They're Niner dominated games.
Correct. Yeah. 22-9 and 31-14. Those were the outcomes of their games with the Niners this year. By the way, I thought Niners fans were very polite. I've said this many times. Buffalo Bills fans were the rudest, drunkest fans we've ever had.
Worse than the Cowboys.
Worse than the Cowboys. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they've never been there. In the case of the Niners fans, they were like polite, and you know, they weren't like totally hammered and outrageous. And I only saw one fight. It wasn't on my side. I saw a fight in the parking lot. You wouldn't let me in, and I wouldn't let you
in.
Yeah,
well,
that,
most
that
of those games have fights in the parking lot.
But I thought, generally speaking, a terrible second half for the Rams, and it's up to Sean McVay and Les Snead and Kevin Demoff to see if they're going to do anything at the trade deadline, which is officially tomorrow. If you looked at that game, there is no question that just missing out on Christian McCaffrey had a huge impact.
Sure
on
did.
Yesterday's
and
game.
And I think that normally the teams that are proactive in adding key parts reap the rewards. Last
right.
year, Von Miller.
Yep.
OBJ. Paid huge dividends throughout the postseason
yep.
and helped the Rams win the Super Bowl. I said it last week when the Niners got Christian McCaffrey. They're now, to me, I think the Niners are playing the Eagles in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, I'm not ready to say that at all.
They're
500 football team.
Right, but they...
And you know, they've got...
2-0 with McCaffrey.
They've got defense. I mean, yeah. No, wait, they aren't 2-0 with McCaffrey. They lost last week.
In the game, that's right. They played him against the Chiefs.
The Chiefs, right.
Yeah.
So he played.
Boy, the Bills and the Chiefs are like so much better than everybody else so far.
The Eagles.
Yeah. But
the Eagles are really good.
I would pick the Bills or the Chiefs to beat the Eagles, wouldn't you?
I'll tell you, Eagles play really good defense, and Jalen Hurts is having.
Surprisingly great.
Yeah. I mean, he's a legit MVP candidate. There's a lot of stuff. And by the way, the Lakers won last night. You weren't here for the last week, which was like just the most depressing week of Lakers basketball that we've had in a really long time. But they snapped out of it last night.
Yeah, and I heard Ramona say on The Jump today that, and this is her words, if Russell Westbrook plays like that off the bench, he just saved his career. Because I think a lot of people, for whatever reason, and you're in this group, Bergman's
yeah.
in this group, assign most of the blame for the predicament the Lakers are in to the Westbrook trade. And specifically, most people want Russ out.
Right.
But if he plays, if he goes 18-8-8 off the bench,
sure.
those are six man of the year numbers.
Yeah.
And it's only been two games, but he's been good in that role. And let's see if he can keep it going, because last night he was great.
You know, the one thing I'll say, so this happened, I don't know, Thursday or Friday when we were, you know, really...
Commiserating,
right. And I said, you know, I don't think they do anything. I don't think they should do anything. I think they should roll with this group and at the end of the year spend that $47 million on players that can have an impact. Because I don't think there's a combination of players around the league that you could make a deal for that will lift this team to championship caliber. So why not just wait and go into the free agent market next? And if Russ keeps doing
this,
great.
Minute. You always say either getting better or getting worse. Would a trade, let's say the one that gets speculated the most about, is Buddy Hield and Miles Turner coming to the Lakers.
Does that put them in championship contention?
Probably not, but it does make them better.
It makes them better.
If your measure is, are you getting better or getting worse?
But would they be better off with those guys or to have $47 million free dollars to spend against
the salary
cap
next year? Well, Turner comes off
the
books right away. So if he plays well, you just re-sign him. And if he doesn't play well, you just let him go.
Right.
And I think Hield has one more year after that. And Hield's the guy you want anyway.
Yeah, Hield's a shooter. Yeah.
Right. I mean, Mace, I think you can break it down as simple as this in the NBA today. Jim Mora, the old football coach, used to say, show me a stat sheet after the game. I'll look at one number and I'll tell you who won the game.
Right.
And he would look at turnovers.
Sure.
I think in the NBA, it's become, give me that stat sheet. Look at the numbers. Teams that make threes win.
Yep.
And last night
the Lakers made theirs, yeah.
And if you don't make them, if you shoot like the Lakers did in the first five games, it's such a hole to climb out of, and it's so hard. But if you make them, they're good defensively, and they've got LeBron, and they've got AD, and,
right.
and last night they had an all-star performance from Westbrook. If they make shots, they can compete with anybody. But that's a huge if. They just don't have a lot of good shooters.
Right. They do not have a lot of good shooters. And that's why.
So why wouldn't you at the trade deadline go out and try and get a shooter?
Because I don't know that it makes a huge difference. Does it make a huge difference? In other words, do we go from. Right now, I would say the best case scenario for this team is play-in tournament. In my mind, best case scenario. If you make the deal for For Miles Turner and Buddy Hield, are you the six?
Maybe.
And maybe that's good for this year.
Well, let me ask you this. Who do you think finishes first in the West this year?
It's really tough.
Because I don't think it's any of the teams that are up there now.
No, I don't think it's
Utah. I don't think it's Portland. No. I don't think it's New Orleans. Although I think New Orleans is going to be a top five team.
I mean, Phoenix. Phoenix is 5-1.
Yeah. If I had to pick, I might take Memphis.
Because
I think they care more about the regular season than other teams do.
Plus, they're really, really good.
So, if your top four is some combination of Memphis, Phoenix, Denver, and I'm trying to think of Minnesota.
Denver, Minnesota.
Okay. That means, because I don't think the Clippers care about the regular season. They've lost four in a row. They just announced that Kawhi and John Wall and Covington are all out tonight.
Right.
They just don't care about the regular season. The Warriors strike me as a team that doesn't really care about the regular season.
No, I don't think they're necessarily playing for the one.
Right. I'm not so sure Phoenix is married to the regular season. I think they're trying to figure some stuff out. They've got that weird ownership thing.
If you're taking those teams off the table,
I'm putting them in 5 through 8.
That leaves really Memphis and Minnesota.
Well, Denver could be good. I think, but there's a whole bunch of teams. It'll be in, like I thought Utah would be tanking to try and get Wembanyama. I mean, they traded everybody. They traded Donovan Mitchell. They traded Royce O'Neal. They traded Rudy Gobert.
You can't make players play worse.
Right. But now all of a sudden they're 5-1. So are they a team that unloads players to sink to the bottom?
Right.
Maybe. They've already tried that.
Yeah, sure.
You think you get rid of Gobert, Mitchell, and O'Neal, and you would get worse. They got better.
Yeah, they did. They did. So, Bergman.
Yeah.
You look like Jesus.
Hey, I'm the dude.
Bergman look like Jesus?
I look a little like Jesus.
Well, you know, this is what it looks like. But on Saturday.
A wig, the beard.
I'm going to turn this water into wine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. When I was out on Saturday, by the way, I was being called Hipster Jesus instead of the dude.
Right? Yeah. Hipster Jesus is actually
not so bad. I can be Hipster Jesus
Bergman
instead.
Bergman hit West Hollywood on Saturday night.
I did.
I used to live there. Apparently, Halloween was the funnest day of the year there.
Now, they canceled the official Halloween.
I don't think they've had it for the last 3 years. I think once a pandemic hit, they haven't brought it back.
True. Yeah, they did not bring it back.
But Bergman went out and you hit all the bars on Saturday.
Yeah, hit all the bars on Saturday.
Did you go to the Abbey?
We tried to get it. The Abbey had a cover charge, so we went to other bars that didn't have a cover charge.
Did you go to Pump or Sir?
No, I was not going to any of your restaurants.
Do those still exist?
Oh, sure.
No, we went to Rocco's.
Tom. I've been to Sir. That was the worst restaurant. Awful. They had these.
You don't go for the food or the drink. You go for the scene.
Well, just got some guy. We did not have.
All right. So the most interesting thing was cool people. Lisa's brother lives in Idaho.
Yeah.
So he comes out with his wife, and the only thing they wanted to do was to go to Pump or Sir.
Same with Juan's sister, Bridget.
Yeah, it's like they couldn't believe it. And that's when Jiggy, Lisa Vanderpump's dog, was still alive, and Ken, her husband, was walking around with Jiggy. And Lisa and I both thought, I think Jiggy might be like a stuffed animal. Like he's doing it for a gimmick. But he came over, took a picture.
Jiggy was real?
Couldn't tell.
Yeah. Really? You couldn't tell if it was a living, breathing dog?
I couldn't tell.
Still
what do you mean
stuff?
You couldn't tell?
He was holding him, and he seemed like a prop.
Was he rocking him?
Yeah, he was playing it up.
But
Jiggy looked like he was taking a nap, if you know what I mean.
And Jorge, you just showed up as a
sumo wrestler in your worst nightmare.
A 400-pound Niner fan. Yeah. Is basically
sign
who you
that
are
guy for the offensive line. We need a left tackle
in Niner gear. What are you though? You said you're Sean McVay.
I'm Sean McVay. Exactly. I've got the play card and everything.
Well, you have more than the play card, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah. No, I've got the challenge flag. Oh, did I lose the challenge flag?
You got the ring? You got his wedding ring?
I even got the wedding ring. Yeah, no, I'm rocking the McVay look. There was a guy at the stadium yesterday that looked like McVay. And then on top of that, had all this stuff. He was a ringer. He passed.
I mean, we're on the same page, my man.
There you go. So, yeah. Jorge, were you at the game?
No.
It was a disappointing game. Although I tell you, with the Niners, I always I said to Juan beforehand, hope for the best, expect the worst.
Yeah, Niners normally beat the Rams like a drum. I think, though, part of this is, okay, so think about 2020.
Right.
Lakers win the title. Dodgers win the title. The previous year, the Rams had gone to the Super Bowl. That's when they lost.
Yes,
2018. So,
2019.
Yeah, if you think about it, it's just hard to repeat.
Sure.
It just is. I mean, would you love to be in it every year and, you know, be in the Super Bowl and be in the NBA final? Sure. It's just hard, man.
Yeah.
And I think that whereas I'm not writing the Rams season off, everybody's coming for them. They got a bullseye on them. I think they're a 9-8 team. And I think 9-8 might get them in.
I think 9-8 wins the division.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, they're just going to, it's just, they're going to slide.
But now they lose, they have, Niners have the tiebreaker. So
Niners do have the tiebreaker.
They got to beat them by a game now.
Yeah, yeah. I think, actually, take a break. Come right. Kyle Shanahan said something yesterday. And I want to sort of circle around this particular topic, which is the composition of the stadium. Hey, lie of the John, this is a lie of the day after your own heart. Terranea Resort prize package.
It's great.
Lunch and dinner for two at Terranea Resort.
Terranea is the best.
Archery for two at the Beach Cove.
That's kind of fun.
Plus, you qualify for the grand prize, a luxury oceanfront getaway to Terranea Resort, two-night stay in an ocean view suite, a Lexus LC to drive for the weekend, golf at the links, dinner at the Catalina Kitchen, and limo service to crypto.com for a very
that
special
is a great
night
deal
out.
Is it my lie or your lie?
You want it?
Sure, I don't care.
You take
okay.
it. Okay. Yeah, you take it. We will do lie of the day today, and listen carefully. Ireland at some point will tell a lie. If at 3:30 you know it, you get all that stuff. By the way, congratulations to LAFC. They advance to the MLS final on Saturday versus Philly at Bank of California Stadium. They beat Austin FC Austin over the weekend. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Háblame, Jesús.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Who you gonna call? So, there is so much going on today. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween. We are the only station giving you a chance to win $1 million. This is not one of those national contests, 600 radio stations, caller, none of that. We're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Rams-Cardinals game, November 13th at SoFi. And you qualify to win $1 million by giving us your Super Bowl prediction. Tell us the two teams and the final score. We will do that at some point today. And then Shidano and Cappy will have a chance for you a little bit later on. So yesterday, Ireland, yesterday it was a good day for the 49ers. 49ers fans showed up yesterday. You always say that I exaggerate or do not call the split right on the game.
Yeah, you have always refused to admit that there are more Niners fans than Rams fans, even though there almost always are. And that was the case yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I would say it's 99% Niners fans. Now, here is what Kyle Shanahan said after the game.
You've spoken in the past about the fans here in this stadium. What was it like on the sideline today?
Same as usual. I mean, I think they got there a little later. It seemed like everyone did. But there was definitely more red that only got stronger throughout the game. And it always confuses me a little bit when you're on the road and I don't see a play or something. And then I hear a cheer because I'm always confused what the cheer is for. But you could see as the game started going, I definitely started feeling like we're home.
Yeah, second half, there was a total collapse in fan support.
But, and he makes an interesting point. Away. Like, sometimes when I'm working in the other room and I'll hear a cheer, I assume the Rams did something good. And, like, two or three times yesterday, I heard the cheer and I walked in and it was the Niners doing something
so
good.
So I have something to ask Jorge, who's wearing a sumo costume right now.
With a Bronco, Niners poncho.
With a Niners poncho.
So, you can see all this on YouTube.com/ESPNLA, by the way.
Yeah, YouTube.com/ESPNLA, HTTP, and all that.
Or the YouTube app.
Yeah. So, Jorge.
Yeah.
When did you become a Niners? I'm looking at that crowd and I'm trying to think, is this LA people who glommed onto the Niners in the 80s because they were winning championships? Are they people who got tired of living in San Francisco and moved to where the cool kids are down in LA?
No, it's because of my dad. My dad lived in San Francisco for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then he became a fan of the Niners and then came back down to LA.
So there's some.
By the way,
yeah.
Do you have a motor in that costume that's keeping you inflated?
Keep it inflated, yes.
It's you don't have to inflate it once. It's constantly a motor.
Constant,
has
to stay on. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I love seeing this on the YouTube when your neck is like completely covered over your face.
Yeah, you look like an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might want to call the Rams. Yeah, you might get a job.
We're down to our third string left tackle. Jump in there. Jump in there. And now the question is, and is that just the way I'm supposed to position this in my head? Is that, look, it's Los Angeles. The Niners were here while the Rams were in St. Louis, so obviously there are going to be more fans. There will always be a lot of fans from the opposing team because this is Los Angeles and it's a city of transplants.
Yep, and the fans that can drive, especially. That's why San Francisco, their fans can just get in the car and drive down here.
Right, true.
So it makes it a lot easier. It'll be interesting to see when the Rams play the Chargers at SoFi. Who most of the fans will be rooting for? Because I think there are more Ram fans than Chargers.
Well, it's a
fans.
Chargers home game,
right? But the Chargers games are like what you saw yesterday. That's every Chargers game.
You can get into a Chargers game for $15. At least the last time I checked, for $15 you can get. Yeah, it's not. You're not going to be at the 50-yard line, but you can get into the game. The get-in price is very low for a Chargers game.
Yeah,
and 30 for a Rams game. Just play.
Yeah.
All right. Know your audience, man.
I do.
Well,
His audience is him. I had a nice conversation with, Tracy and a woman named Shelly Belly. They're both from Newport Beach.
Okay.
One of them went to Corona Del Mar.
No kidding.
They listen every single day to the show. They're huge fans. So thanks very much.
I'm guessing Shelly Belly is a nickname.
I believe that is a nickname, yes. It has to be a nickname, right? And so I had a dumb celebrity moment yesterday. I'm sitting in my seats, and this guy walks by, really tall guy, big guy. And I'm like, hey, morning, Joe. And it was Joe Scarborough sitting right there.
Really? Who's like, I wonder what he's doing in L.A.
I don't know. Must be doing the show from here. I don't know. But it was overall.
Married, by the way, to his co-host.
Yes.
To Mika Brzezinski.
Mika Brzezinski, yeah. She was not there. So, John, there is a... Do you think... I want to play something for you.
Okay.
Do you think, given this, that the Rams are certain to do something at the trade deadline? Listen to Sean McVay when we asked him about it last week. Do you anticipate something happening by the trade deadline on Tuesday?
Whew, I would never say never with us, would you?
Nope, never say never.
No.
There's a lot of discussions and dialogue that goes on behind the scenes. Sometimes things come to fruition, sometimes they don't. There isn't anything right now that looks like it would go down, but... there's a lot of different moving parts, and sometimes you get a call for a guy that's available, and if it fits and it makes our team better, then we'll always explore that. But as of right now, doesn't look like anything, but that could change, and depending upon some of the discussions that we have with other teams, if that's where it goes.
So you never count the Rams out, as he pointed out there. But is it always smart to make the big trade?
I would. I always
F them picks.
Yeah. I'm in Les Snead's camp.
F them picks.
I would be surprised if they do nothing.
Me too.
It may not be major, but I'd be surprised if they did nothing.
But there are guys out there like Houston may shop Laramie Tunsil, big offensive lineman, and make a difference for them. Kareem Hunt and Dearness Johnson in Cleveland, both possibles.
Brandon Cooks is rumored to be interested in coming back.
I'd have to go back and look at the year, but I don't remember Brandon Cooks having a big season.
Oh, yeah. The year they went to the Super Bowl, he was our number one receiver. He was the Rams' number one receiver.
Was he really?
Yeah, because that year Cooper Kupp got hurt.
Oh, that's the year. Yeah, Kupp got hurt that year. I forgot about that.
Right,
And they sailed on him. I mean, I think they're going to do something. Whether it's big enough to make a difference. Now, Bergman, what did I say the Rams need to be after eight games?
They need to be 4-4. You kept saying
what I said over and over again: 4-4, 4-4, 4-4.
What are they? 3-5.
3-4.
3-4.
So they got a chance to go 4-4 with a win at Tampa next week, and Tampa's not very good. What I like about the Rams' chances right now is that their schedule, which originally looked really tough, now seems
more palatable.
Yeah. I mean, Green Bay's awful. You know, there are a lot of teams on the schedule that we thought were going to be really good that, in fact, haven't turned out to be. So if you look at the rest of the Rams' schedule, the Rams go they go at Tampa. Home to Arizona, at New Orleans, although the Raiders just got destroyed by New Orleans.
Yeah, the Raiders, I am so mad at the Raiders. And then Mark Davis comes out and makes this asinine statement, Josh McDaniels will be our coach for many years to come. Are we sure, Bergman, that Josh McDaniels knows what he's doing?
No, we are not sure, and I think that we are probably going to have a one-year head coach.
Who did I say should be the Raiders head coach this year?
Rich Bisaccia.
Rich Bisaccia, exactly.
It's ridiculous.
You know why you go out and get Josh.
Season's over, John. Season's over.
Now, after yesterday, that was an absolute low point from, I mean, not only for this year, but maybe last year. And last year was the Gruden debacle.
Right.
Devontae Adams had one catch for 3 yards.
Yeah, they can't score. Greg, they got shut out for the first time since like 2012.
Which is crazy because they have the offense that should be good enough to score at will.
And they've got the offensive mind that is Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, his offensive mind is lost.
I'm not sure Josh McDaniels knows what he's doing.
No, he struck out. By the way, I heard that the Nathaniel Hackett guy was going to get fired if they lost that game yesterday.
And they went out and won. They have a better record than the Raiders.
It's ridiculous.
So, okay.
Raiders are last.
We know how bad Nathaniel Hackett is. How'd you like to have a worse record than him?
Yeah, really. Really. Although, I'll tell you what, Russell Westbrook still rolling with this. Did you see him yesterday? Did another Let's Ride?
No, you're talking about Russell Wilson.
I'm sorry, Russell Wilson. Yeah, no, not yeah. Russell. By the way, there are two things I screw up. I always interchange their names, and I always interchange Giancarlo Esposito with Giancarlo Stanton. I did that with Cranston on last week.
Right.
He's so corny. So corny. And the Let's Ride thing. Now I'm not sure if he's joking or if he's serious. Do you have it there?
I'm gonna adopt it.
Let's ride.
Do it.
You know,
let's ride.
Lakers Pelicans Wednesday night. Let's ride.
You got to say it on the broadcast that. Now.
Yeah. No, I'm going to try and make it a thing.
Let's ride. You got to say it like that, like Russell.
Like carry out the ride. Let's ride.
Exactly.
And then say you have Wolverine blood.
That's the other. He is Wolverine blood. So, and he's doing high steps on the plane.
Oh, hey, are we doing Wheel of Questions next?
Yeah, Wheel of Questions.
I got the wheel.
Okay, good.
I got a good one.
We will do Wheel of Questions coming up next for you. Don't forget, at some point today, Ireland is going to tell a lie. If you figure out what it is and you call in at 3:30, you win a Terranea Resort prize package, including lunch and dinner for two at Terranea Resort and archery for two at the Beach Cove. Plus, you qualify to win a great big luxury oceanfront getaway to Terranea Resort. Good luck. Ireland's going to lie at some point. Figure that out. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay. You get to make one of these three things happen, but you can only pick one.
Okay.
Which means the other two don't happen. All right? So here it is. A, you are allowed to retroactively punish every player who was involved in the Astros 2019 cheating scandal by banning them from baseball for an entire year without pay.
I like that.
That's number one. Number two, You can trade for a Pro Bowl offensive lineman that will join the Rams right now in exchange for draft picks. Number three, you can add a 40% three-point shooter to the Lakers roster right now in exchange for picks, who will then actually shoot his career average for the rest of the year. So, Bergman, those are your choices. Punish the Astros, hand an alignment to the Rams, hand a 40% three-point shooter to the Lakers. You only get to do one. Which one are you doing?
Well, it's easy. I'm not getting the lineman for the Rams because I'm a Raider fan.
Right.
So that's an easy one to get rid of. I am getting rid of the Astros. Ban them all. They need to. We need some reparations.
Reparations.
We need something for what happens. So, yes, I mean, the 40% shooter doesn't guarantee wins, but it will help. So I want to get rid of the Astros. All of them.
All right. Jorge, fix the football and the basketball one to teams you like. Which one of them would you want?
No, I want to help out the Lakers. I want a shooter on the Lakers. I made a lot of money on
you
them.
You bet
losing,
them against
but I
them every game.
Right. But I want them to start winning now so I can start making money with the Lakers in our mythical Lakers. Money.
All right. Yeah. So, Mace, this is the hardest one for you because you hate the Astros.
Yep.
You love the Rams.
Yep.
And you like the Lakers.
Yep.
So which one are you doing?
I'm going to go offensive lineman. Give me Laramie Tunsil for the win.
Well, you know,
left
he's
tackle.
Your kind of guy. He's a big weed
yes,
guy.
Yes, he is. Everybody remembers that image
the
of him
gas
in the gas mask.
Mask
on the day of the draft. Yeah, give me the premier offensive lineman.
Yeah, I'm taking the three-point shooter with you, Jorge, because obviously I'm a Laker fan and my life's better when they win. But, you know, they have one who is actually shooting well from three, and it's this guy Matt Ryan.
Yeah, Matt Ryan.
It's just a matter of if you can leave Matt there to play defense and do the other stuff. But I'd love to see Matt Ryan get 15 minutes a game.
Yeah, what is he, like 5 for 10, I think, for the year from three?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
So, how's his defense?
Defense not good.
But
yeah.
I've zeroed
for 15 minutes, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I try to watch individual players sometimes, and Matt Ryan's one that I've watched, and he's not a good defender. He does sort of camp out behind the arc, but that's –
chances are the other team has a guy you don't need to guard. You know, most teams have at least one. So you just put Matt Ryan on that guy and let him shoot.
Yeah, yeah. All right, there you have it. There is your wheel of questions. Hey, by the way, what is the story on are we working at Starbucks or not working at Starbucks?
I need to still go talk to them. They haven't reached out to me. They have my number, though.
Are
so
you just hoping this slides and
no,
and
I want you
to,
no, absolutely not.
It?
I want you to do it.
Yeah,
it's
I think
way
you need to be
that way.
Proactive rather than wait for them to call you.
I will be proactive. After the show, I'm going to go down there and find out immediately.
Excellent. Excellent.
4:15.
All right. I was talking about screwing up. I mix up Russell Wilson and Russell Westbrook sometimes.
Yeah.
So yesterday during the Seattle Seahawks game, Jerome, and I'm trying to remember his last name, the official, Jerome.
Starts with a B.
B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerome.
Boger.
B. Boger. I think
something
that
like
is
that?
It. Yeah. They called a penalty on Pete Carroll, I think, for getting out of the box, getting onto the field. Here is the way that sounded.
After the play was over, sideline interference, the coaching staff of the Seattle Mariners was in the restricted area.
Did you say Mariners?
After the enforcement of this penalty, it will be first and 10.
The Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that, John? Have you ever said another team?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Like during a Laker broadcast.
Oh, yeah. I've called the Brooklyn Nets the New Jersey Nets at least once a year, every year since they moved, and they moved like 8 years ago.
Yeah. Did you ever call the Thunder like the Seattle Supersonics?
No, but every once in a while, I'll throw out a name from like who's not even playing in the game, who just happened to wear the same number jersey that I'm looking at, like, just as an example, like, some guy is out there wearing number 5, and I'll go, rebound, Ori, puts it back up and in. And I'll look at Michael, and I'll go, Ori? He hasn't played for 12 years. What am I thinking? It's just because I saw the number 5, and I computed together. So, yeah, you make mistakes like that.
You're like Lonnie Walker down the court, or instead of Lonnie Walker, you say Luke Walton down the court, puts it up and in.
Yeah, which is, you know, Luke Walton is a slow white guy and Lonnie Walker is a black guy, but yeah. They both wore number 4.
They did both wear number 4. That was what I was
going. Based on the number 4. All right, so I wanted to bring this, we're talking some Lakers here, and I wanted to bring this up. This is actually from Bill Plachke. Now, this was written before the Lakers win last night.
Okay.
He says that the season is hopeless. That they've blown some leads, that they have the worst scoring team in the NBA. Again, remember, this all predates last night. I think they had 121 last night.
Yep, so, most points they've scored all year. Matter of fact, first time they've had a halftime lead was last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
They haven't had a halftime lead.
And, of course, Russell Westbrook making $47 million, all that stuff. His concept is, and I've suggested this before, and everybody always laughs, so feel free to laugh at both of us, is the best way to improve this team both for the, well, for the long term, is to trade Anthony Davis. I agree with Bill. I've said it before. Your most valuable asset, the one that people want the most, the one that you may be able to squeeze an actual Victor Wembanyama first round draft pick out of, is Anthony Davis, who, as we saw last night, is still, you know, the lower back thing is bothering him clearly, and, you know, he's out there and credit him for that. But, you know, he is, we always say, if Anthony Davis stays healthy, the question remains, can he? I would move Anthony Davis for a trade that includes a first round draft pick in this coming draft.
I wouldn't, simply because you can't get actual value for Anthony Davis if you try and trade him right now. You mentioned he's got the bad back. He's coming off of his two worst seasons as a pro. You have to, if you were going to pursue this line of thinking and you were going to put him on the trading block, you would have to let him play his way back into being an all-pro player.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no guarantee he's going to be able to do that.
Well, so what do you think you're going to get for him right now?
I don't know. Can you get a first-round draft pick for him?
I don't know. With a bad back? Would you? If you were another team, would you give up a first-round pick for AD and take on that contract?
Well, the odds that you get a player, if you don't get Wembanyama, for example, if you don't get the number one overall pick, the likelihood that you get a player of Anthony Davis, his caliber, is slim. You're probably not going to get a player that can do all the stuff that Anthony Davis can. I just don't have faith that he's going to stay healthy for a season. And I don't have faith that this is a team as currently constructed that is going to compete for an NBA title.
Right. But again, you want to...
And he's one of the things you can trade.
But I think that you're assuming that you put Anthony Davis on the trade market and you're going to get all these wonderful offers. He's damaged goods right now. He's grabbing his back every night. I mean, I know what he can do because I saw him win the title. But I don't know if other teams would be willing. A bad back is like a huge red flag. I don't know if other teams would be willing to give you anything.
Yeah, but he's our red flag.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What if they're only going to give you a bag of chips, why not let him play a little bit, see if he can build his way back up to an elite?
But accept the premise, a number one draft pick.
I don't know. I don't think you get it right now.
No, but entertain the... Bergman, let me have Bergman entertain the premise because I know you're stuck. Number one draft pick for Anthony Davis, do you do it?
I do not.
You do not?
I do not, even though it's Victor Wembanyama, probably going to be Victor Wembanyama. You don't know. He's proven versus unproven.
Right, and by the way, we say for Victor Wembanyama, but the reality
most
is...
Most likely.
No, yeah, but the reality is you need the ping pong balls to bounce a certain way.
Sure, so you might not even get him. So no.
You may not even get him.
So if you're not going to get him, then no, I don't want to mess around with even the chance that I don't get that number one pick. Because if it is Victor Wembanyama, however you say it, then maybe it's worth it, but I think
Ireland says that the value, and now I'm going to take you out of context. I think I have this right. The value of a franchise goes up $500 million with Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, that's what one NBA GM says.
Yeah.
He's worth $500 million the day you get him.
That's what LeBron was when he first came
right.
in,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So it could be that guy. I mean, I've just seen too many times, like Kristaps Porzingis, when he came in, he was a unicorn and he was going to change everything. And that's, but because he was tall, skinny, lanky, he get hurt all the time.
Right.
I've seen enough of these guys that are that big and that skinny that get hurt.
Well, we've got a guy who's tall and skinny.
And he gets hurt all the time,
now.
Too.
Right. which affects his trade value.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you were going to explore this idea of Bill Plachke's, you would want to wait until his trade value was at its highest. Right now, it's at its lowest.
So we just don't know when it's going to be higher.
Yeah, but you can't get actual value for him now. You can't get what you gave up for him now. But if you wait and he goes back to being first team all NBA, which he was 2 years ago, then I think you can get a first round pick for him at least.
Oh, at least at that point.
Yeah.
If he returns to first
team all-NBA caliber player. Yeah.
Right. And then in that case, honestly, you might not even want to trade him.
No, then you keep him.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's that guy, you keep him.
Yeah, I'm not ready to give up on him yet. He actually played really well last night despite his
He
back.
Played great. He was 4-for-8 in the fourth quarter you know, took 8 shots when it mattered and, you know, shot 50% from the field. So, yeah, no, absolutely. Had a nice game last night. I just think, again, I'm adjusting my expectations for this season. The way I have adjusted my expectations for the Rams and all the other teams that I follow.
Well, it is weird to be... I was thinking about this. It's weird to be a sports fan in Los Angeles because we all thought the Dodgers were a World Series team and they you know, flopped. And we all thought the Rams, at worst, were going to... You're going to have to go through the Rams to get to the Super Bowl. Now, I'm not even sure they're a playoff team. And the Lakers are 1-5. So we all have to adjust our expectations accordingly. It's not a great time. Like right now, it's a great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
Yeah.
But not necessarily an LA sports fan. We can't win the title every year, Mace.
Yep.
There's some years where you're not in it.
It is true. All right, don't forget Lie of the Day at some point today.
That's a good prize, too.
Ireland is going to tell a lie. You can win lunch and dinner for two at Terranea Resort, archery for two at the Beach Cove, and then the grand prize at the end of the week, two-night stay in an Ocean View suite, Lexus LC to drive for the weekend, golf at the Lynx, dinner at Catalina Kitchen, and limo service to Crypto.com for a very special night out. All that stuff you qualify for if you win today's Lie of the Day. Coming up next for you, I've got a list of the greatest horror movies of all time. It's Halloween, list of the greatest horror movies of all time. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.